Hello and welcome to the Auburn Medical Group Podcast, Episode 3, for late January 2008. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Vaughn. This month, I'll be interviewing Dr. Daniel Tsai, an Auburn cardiologist, and discussing recent information leading to much discussion of the drug Zetia, which is also the ingredient in the product called Vytorin. This has been in the news just last week. It was a story broken either by Wall Street Journal or New York Times, with headlines declaring the drug to be ineffective or even dangerous. Dr. Tsai joins us from his office across the street. Dr. Tsai did his residency at University of Utah and did residency at St. Mary's Hospital in San Francisco, which was followed by a fellowship in interventional cardiology at Cedars-Sinai, UCLA, and then post-fellowship training in advanced pacemaker techniques in Paris, France, with Dr. Seurat. Dr. Tsai, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
What we'd like to do is talk about this information from the ENHANCE trial that has recently been released, even though they haven't formally presented the paper yet. And could you just give us a brief summary of what this said?
What the test is, the acronym that's used is called ENHANCE. What it is, the whole idea behind that is to find out if Zetia, which is part of Vytorin being a combination drug, Zetia and Zocor, is effective or more effective than Zocor alone.
And effective for what specifically?
Effective in lowering cardiovascular risk. And what they did was they measured, the way they measured was measuring the carotid artery, the thickness of carotid artery. And following these patients over time, this is a 2-year study.
A plaque on the carotid artery.
The plaque of the carotid artery.
Not the artery itself.
Yeah, not the artery itself. And the thought is, if there's improvement in the plaque in the carotid artery, there should be improvement in the coronary arteries as well. And surprisingly, they found that there was actually no benefit between the combination drug Vytorin as opposed to the single drug Zocor.
Okay, so it's not effective at reducing plaque in carotid arteries.
Correct.
What is it known to be effective at, then, since we're using it?
Zetia is proven to be effective in lowering LDL by about 15 to 20%.
LDL being the bad cholesterol.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, it seems to me that those are nice, carotid artery plaque reduction or LDL reduction, but those are actually just markers of, as you said, lowering cardiovascular risk. The real measurement that we'd be interested in is, are fewer people dying or having heart attack or stroke? What about that information?
Well, the whole idea of testing Zetia is Zetia has been in the market for about 6 years. The assumption is that since Zetia would decrease the LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, that by decreasing the LDL, then there should be improvement on cardiovascular risk. And we now know that statins definitely does decrease cardiovascular risk. The question is, does Zetia decrease cardiovascular risk? This study does not show that Zetia improves cardiovascular risk, despite the fact that it lowers LDL.
So that brings the question, what would you use Zetia for?
The American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association have put out a position paper, and the feeling is, Zetia should be reserved for patients who have maximized doses of statin. Their LDL remains still high. Zetia would be appropriate to add on board.
Is this a change from the way you have been using Zetia?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. It is for me also. A specific example would be a patient who isn't to goal, the ATP3 goal for LDL, which is what we all use to decide if somebody needs a medicine to lower their cholesterol. If they're not meeting the goal on, say, 40 milligrams of simvastatin, which is the generic for Zocor, I would probably say to them, you know, you're not getting down low on Zocor alone. Let's use this combination drug called Vytorin to get your LDL even lower. But now, looking at this study, we know that it's not been proven to actually accomplish a reduction in the risk of heart attack and stroke, even though we know it gets LDL down. So I actually have to make a change and say, no, in that circumstance, we're going to go to 80 milligrams of simvastatin instead of using a drug that is of unproven benefit, just theoretically would help. Is that similar to a change that you're making in your practice?
That's what I'll be advising my patients based on the results of this study.
And I think that's the information the patients are really looking at. Do I need to stop my drug? And I guess both of us are kind of reaching the conclusion that if you haven't been tried on 80 milligrams of simvastatin yet, then yes, we probably will take you off of this drug and give us a call, get in, and we'll go over it.
I should mention that the trial has also established that Zetia is fairly safe.
It is safe. We're not seeing that it's killing people like some of the headlines said.
Yes.
Okay. And we don't know that just because their carotid artery plaque thickness wasn't reduced that it's increasing risk for anything. That's not been established.
Exactly.
Okay. And that's really what I wanted to know. Okay. That concludes the discussion of the Zetia. Dr. Tsai, thank you so much for joining us today for our podcast. Do you think that we'll be able to hear you again in the future on other subjects?
Absolutely, yes. Been fun.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
We welcome your feedback regarding our podcast, so feel free to email me at podcast@vonmd.com with your comments or suggestions for topics you would like to hear on our podcast. That's podcast@vaughanmd.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast feed by going to our podcast webpage at auburnmedicalgroup.com. There you can find our feed URL or use the Google or My Yahoo buttons at the bottom of the page to subscribe. We are also now included in the iTunes store. Just search for Auburn Medical Group. That's it for this month. I look forward to talking to you again next month. Until then, this is Dr. Mark Vaughn saying, stay in good health.